This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For all the talk here and elsewhere of the problems that big retail malls find themselves in, there is still money to be made. Europe's biggest commercial landlord announced plans today to buy the Australian mall conglomerate Westfield for almost $16 billion. It's a story of consolidation in the face of the internet, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
You'll find Westfield's red logo posted outside fancy shopping centers from Los Angeles to London. Floris van Dijkum at brokerage Benning & Scattergood says, like all mall operators, Westfield has been feeling the strain, but many of the malls in its portfolio are still going strong.
75% of the value of Westfield is in A malls.
A malls are the creme de la creme of U.S. shopping centers, those expected to survive the right sizing of physical retail playing out across the country. To acquire Westfield, French property group Unibail-Rodamco agreed to pay an 18% premium over yesterday's closing price. Westfield chairman Frank Lowy founded the company back in 1960. In a webcast this morning, the 87-year-old said the price was right.
This is obviously a day of mixed emotion for me, but I'm 100% comfortable with our decision.
Lowy built something quite rare in the shopping mall industry, says Gil Luria at brokerage D.A. Davidson, a globally recognizable brand name.
Unibail can leverage that to brand some other malls and utilize the fact that there's name recognition from the American and British malls.
Westfield's red logo could soon be on Unibail's 70 malls in Europe. Luria says the new company will be able to leverage the fact that it's one of the few places large retailers looking for a global footprint can go.
They can make sure that they're getting paid the higher rents and that they're getting a better cut of the economics.
If the deal goes through, the new company would become the second largest mall operator in the world, behind Indiana-based Simon Property Group. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.